I'm Bruce Gellerman. It's Here and Now. Small-time productions off Broadway can sometimes provide the big break that launches a career full of fame and fortune. One of our contributors, Dan Zevin, recently thought he might take a shot at glory in the town of Norwood, Massachusetts.
So I'm reading the newspaper a few weeks ago, flipping through the arts and entertainment section, and I'm thinking, you know, that's exactly what's missing from my life: entertainment, drama, glamour. And that, basically, is how I ended up schlepping out to this incredibly ornate vaudeville house called the Fiddlehead Theater.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much, both of you. Appreciate it. And stays tomorrow. You coming back? Call back. 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I planned on snagging the lead role in Hello, Dolly.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, wonderful. Bring on your dancing shoes.
When the sky is a bright canary yellow, I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call
me. My name is Linda Kahn. I'm here really to be in the ensemble, singing and dancing. That's what I want to do.
What would you recommend for me to get the part of Horace? Because I want to be the leading man here.
Boy, that's a good question. I've never seen you perform.
Well, have you gone to a lot of auditions yourself?
This is my first one.
Well, it's my first audition too, so give me some tips, because you just went up there. What were they like? What do they like to see? What do they want to hear? Do I need to dance? Do I need to sing? What, I mean, you just went through it all. Give me some advice.
Yes. Well, I think they would like you to do a monologue, something short and sweet, and they'd like you to do about 16 bars of a song, just to get an idea of what your personality's like and how you are on the stage.
What does that mean, 16 bars?
Oh, well... Can you dance?
No.
You're in trouble.
People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time roll by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where
I thought I'd do Cornelius Hackle from The Matchmaker.
His little one.
Well, I've been talking to some of the actors who are auditioning for Hello, Dolly here at the Fiddlehead Theater, and I came across this guy who looks very, very debonair. He's got you've got sort of a white beard, and you look like you're probably a leading man type. Are you, Rich, you're auditioning here for, obviously, the part of Horace Vandenstein?
Vandergelder.
Vandengelder, and that's the part that I want.
It is. Well, we're going to be competing in.
Now, what do you have here? There's a...
A monologue from South Pacific.
That's what, that's probably what I'll do. Now, could I have a few pages of this so that I might be able to,
Well, if you give them back to me,
Would you mind, showing me how you're going to read it so that... I've never auditioned before, so...
You're not going to copy me directly now, are you?
No,
okay.
Indirectly.
Okay. Well, of course, he's French, so you have to cultivate this sort of French accent.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I was young. I stood up in the public square and I made a speech. I called upon everyone to stand with me against this man.
Okay, now, would you mind if I tried it?
Sure, yeah,
go ahead. Will you give me some
potion? Okay, yeah.
When I was a boy, I carried my heart in my hand.
No, that sounds like somewhere up the Rhine or something. Yeah. You've got an accent, but it's more like somewhere in Romania, perhaps.
Well, I took Spanish.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Do you think... maybe I should do another part.
You know, yeah, I think, you know, yeah.
We're in the middle of the audition process now. I'm sitting here talking with the director, Alan Thomas. And I'm getting really nervous because my turn is coming up. Do you think I'm leading man material?
I can't tell yet because you haven't been up on the stage. I have to see your body movements. I have to see your eye contact. I have to see the whole package.
Do you think that I could... The whole package?
The whole package.
Do you see any star quality in me? And do I have the right stuff?
Do you have the right stuff?
I realize I haven't auditioned yet.
Right. It's hard to tell without that. Quite seriously. So you have a great face.
I have to audition.
Yes, you have to audition. All right.
Okay, so it's almost my turn to audition here at the Fiddlehead for Hello, Dolly. I gotta say, I'm a little nervous. Things are tense here, and I just ran into Jason. And Jason, you just auditioned, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And what are you auditioning for?
Well, I'll audition for, you know, anything they'll give me. I really don't have my eye in any of the roles.
Don't you want to be the leading man, though, like I do, Horace Vandenstein?
Well, I think his name's Horace Vandergelder, Dan. And now, is that the only part you're looking for?
That's the lead.
There's a lot of good parts.
No, I want to be a star.
You do?
Yeah.
You're not going for, like, the title role?
That is the title role, isn't it?
No, the play isn't called Vandergelder. It isn't called Hello, Vandergelder, you know?
You think I should go for Dolly?
Hey, why not, you know?
There's an idea.
Why not?
There is an idea. I want... She's a star.
Yes, she is. If you get Dolly, you know, it could open a lot of doors for you.
Mia.
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 Meow. Caitlin, you're a voice coach. What does that mean, first of all, and how can you help me?
Well, I help people with their audition songs. I teach them my... vocal technique. I don't know what we can do in the next couple of minutes, but
I need
to figure something out.
It's an emergency voice coach lesson. I've decided I'm gonna audition for the part of Dolly.
Great. All right. Well, we'll do you know the main song?
Hello, Dolly. Hello.
Well, hello.
Dolly.
Right. Then it's so nice to have you here where you belong.
It's so nice to have you here where you belong.
Not so high. You gotta go lower.
I was gonna go really high because I'm a guy and I'm auditioning for Dolly, so I thought if I go higher.
Well, Dolly sings really low. Dolly's an alto.
Excellent. What is that?
Alto's a low women's part.
Then it's perfect.
Right.
Meow.
Do you have a headshot?
A headshot? No.
Okay. Well, then I'll take a Polaroid. Okay. Beautiful.
Okay, so before I go on, I have to fill out this form.
We need to know what your theater and musical experience is.
None.
Grade school, junior high.
Yeah, I played the man with the plant in Guys and Dolls in day camp.
Were you the plant or the man?
I was the man holding the plant.
Okay, so that's camp. Okay. Anything else?
I played the grass once.
Oh, and you were grass. Okay.
In a first grade production of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Did they step on you?
No, they were dwarves.
Okay, you're next.
I'm next?
You're next. Let's go. Break a leg, Dan. Come on. Break a leg, Dan. This is Dan Zevin. He's your last audition.
Keep your music for the piano player.
Hi. Thank you. So you're the piano player?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, buddy, there's a Crisp Jackson in it for you if you make this work, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My name is Dan Zevin, and I'll be auditioning for the part of Dolly tonight.
Go for it, Dan.
Okay. meow. Hello, Dolly. Yes, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to see you back where you belong. Meow. It's swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly, Dolly, don't ever go away again.
Oh, that's great. All right, that's all we need to hear, except we need to hear a monologue from you, Mr. Dan.
Oh, I have a, I've got, I was going to read from the dog book, but I thought now that I'm auditioning for Dolly, I'm going to read page 43 of the script. Every evening for all these years, I've put out the cat, I've locked the door, I've made myself a little rum today. Before I went to bed, I said a prayer thanking God that I was independent. That, should I keep going? Then one night an oak leaf fell out of my Bible. I placed it there when you asked me to marry you, Ephraim. A perfectly good oak leaf, but without color and without life. And I suddenly... I don't feel this is going anywhere.
We've heard enough. That's great. That's great. We've heard enough. But thank you. Thank you very, very, very much.
So, I thought I would talk to the director again. How do you think I did?
I think you were enthusiastic, and you will get a call back. But you know, don't call us. We'll call you.
Dan Zevin lives in Cambridge. He's the author of The Newlywed Handbook, How to Survive the Happiest Day of Your Life. Grant Smith produced our Dolly piece. And, oh, did Dan get the part? We're not saying, but you can see for yourself. Hello, Dolly opens Friday and runs through the following weekend at the Fiddlehead Theater in Norwood, Massachusetts. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Get into your radio and join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now is provided by Tweeter.